a suspected impact point. I've had a lift go to take it to light all the work. There seems to be some kind of mechanical problem. Let's send back another light. Meantime, we're going to take some readings of the gutter cutter and just around here a little bit, waiting for another light all to come back in.
Pick up.
What are we up to?
We're up to two or three units. Diffraction, you're getting any closer.
Yep. Well, it's still like going about 3 or 4 units. Taking up more of them more frequently. Yes, you're staying steady up around 2 to 3 to 4 units now. Yeah.
One of these trees facing into the glass.
What we assume is a landing site, all having a bridge facing in the same direction towards the center.
That's all right,
man. Let's go around the circle here. Turn it back down here. Take that shot
here. Collection.
Can you see that?
Well, that's got a pretty interesting.
You're right about the abrasion.
I've never seen
a pine tree to damage react that
fast. I have a bottle to put that in.
Yeah, okay.
You got a sample bottle for this?
Yes, sir. Spot number one right here.
is right there. Are you focused?
Okay. chipping an eye looking at you, winking. And the flash is so bright to the telescope that it almost burns your eye. The south of the south across the next field now we have multiple sightings of up to five lights with a similar shape and all, but it's sort of steady now rather than a pulsating or glow with a red flash. I just crossed the creek.
Here we go.
And we're taking a look at our readings. They're getting three good clicks on the meter and we're seeing strange lights in the sky. Two further follow. We're at the far side of the farmer's, the second farmer's field. And late sighting again about 110 degrees. This looks like it's clear after the coast. It's right on the horizon. Moves about a bit and flashes from time to time. Still steady or red in color. Also, after negative readings in the center of the field, we're picking up the slight readings, 4 or 5 clicks now on the meter. 3 or 5. We see strange strobe light flashes to the rather sporadic, but there's definitely something there. Some kind of phenomenon. 3 or 5, at about 10 degrees horizon directly north, we've got two strange objects, half moon shape, dancing about with colored lights on them. But guess to be about 5 to 10 miles out, maybe less. The half moons are now turning into full circles. I know there was an eclipse or something there for a minute or two. Anyway, 3:15, now we've got an object about 10 degrees directly south, 10 degrees off the horizon. And the ones in north are moving one third away from us.
It's moving out fast.
Yeah, who's heading north? Well, here he comes from the south. He's coming toward us now. Oh, I'm observing what appears to be a beam coming down to the ground. It's unreal. Guy 30, who's in at 3:30, and the objects are still in the sky, although the one to the south looks like it's losing a little bit of altitude. We're turning around and heading back toward the base. The object to the south is still beaming down lights to the ground. 400 hours, one object still hovering over Woodbridge Base at about 5 to 10 degrees off the horizon, still moving erratic and similar lights and beaming down.